Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence with Claudette Rowley. Conversations that are transforming the world of culture and business. Claudette brings fresh, innovative perspectives that push the boundaries of what organizational cultures can and should be. Learn how to catalyze your organization's workforce into an authentic, intentional, and financially successful culture. Now here's your host, Claudette Rowley.
Hi, everybody. I'm Claudette Rowley, and you are listening to Cultural Brilliance, the DNA of Organizational Excellence on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience some groundbreaking ways to transform your company's culture. Twice each month, we have some of the foremost experts on organizational culture helping you understand how to make a brilliant culture the rule rather than the exception. Today, I am really excited to have Samantha Thomas with us, who is the Executive Director of Dream Change, and we're going to be talking about how heart-centered leadership can fuel business and fuel business change. But first, let me introduce Samantha. As I mentioned, she is the Executive Director of Dream Change. She's also the founder of the Love Summit Business Conference and a public relations consultant. Previously, she was an event facilitator and freelance model in the eco-fashion industry in New York City, but she left to pursue a career in sustainability and social justice, which resonate on the deepest level with her core values and beliefs. In 2015, Samantha created Dream Change's signature event, the Love Summit Business Conference, which we'll be talking about today, which aims to help companies, governments, and the public understand how love can be used to drive social, environmental, and economic sustainability. As a result, she was recognized by the World Economic Forum out of 4,500 young people worldwide for her exceptional potential, achievement, and determination to make a contribution to her community. In addition to her work at Dream Change, Samantha is a certified yoga instructor, holds a permaculture design certification, and has received leadership training from the Institute for the Advancement of Human Behavior. Her work has been featured in publications such as the Huffington Post, The Oregonian, Real Leaders, and Yes Magazine. She holds a Bachelor's of Science in Sustainable Living and a minor in Business from the Consciousness-Based University, Maharishi University of Management. Welcome, Samantha.
Thank you so much for having me, Claudette. It's a pleasure.
Oh, it is. The pleasure is mine. You have such an interesting background.
Yeah. I know. Tell me about it.
I'm sure, learning more about on today's show. So, yes. One thing I wanted to start with for folks who aren't familiar is what is Dream Change? Can you introduce us to Dream Change?
Sure. So Dream Change is a nonprofit organization that was founded in 1987 by the author John Perkins, who is since then has become a New York Times bestselling author. And he started this organization, as I mentioned before, becoming a New York Times bestseller as a result of his experiences 20 years earlier, which he had as a Peace Corps volunteer deep in the Amazon rainforest. And basically, during this time as a Peace Corps, he spent a lot of time working with indigenous cultures, including the Shuar culture and the Achuar culture. And basically, after spending so much time with them and being really touched by how close to nature they lived and how in harmony with nature they lived. They didn't, destroy nature. They really respected it and the environment around them and also each other. He basically told them, and also, might I add, at this time, there was a lot of destruction taking place in the Amazon rainforest or Western oil companies coming and drilling in the forest. And John noticed that a lot of this, as a result of this work that the Western oil companies were doing, it was putting a lot of these indigenous cultures out of their home. So basically he told the indigenous cultures, I really want to help you and help your people and help save your forests. And their response was, well, that's great. And we appreciate that. But if you want to help us, please don't come here and try to change us. You have to go back to your people in the West and change the dream of your people, because it's the dream of materialism and overconsumption and greed that's harming our forests and our cultures. So then John came back to the U.S. in 87 and he founded Dream Change. And for many years, Dream Change hosted trips down to the Amazon rainforest and other parts of the world to work with indigenous cultures and help people learn from them and help bridge understanding. And we also did work with protecting rainforests and getting deeds to do that kind of work. And since then, now, today, we're focused primarily on the Love Summit and helping to mobilize a movement of sustainability through business.
Wow, what an interesting story. I had read some of it on the website and have, you know, I've been getting Dream Change emails for a number of years. And thought they were really, really interesting. But it's when the Love Summit, you know, you created a couple of years ago, and I do remember seeing something about that at the time, came about that I thought, wow, this is something I could actually go to, right? That's fairly accessible to be part of. So you're bringing these all these wonderful and incredibly needed ideas of harmony and respect, right?
Yes.
Into the business world, into something that those of us who may not be able to go down, right, to South America, can actually participate in.
Yes.
And I'm curious about your, so your background, you know, we went over your bio, so have a sense of it, but I'm curious, how did you get to be involved with Dream Change? What's the story there?
You know, I got very lucky. And it kind of just happened by chance. I wasn't seeking out the opportunity, but what happened was I had recently graduated from university. I went to university at Maharishi University of Management in Fairfield, Iowa, which is a consciousness-based education university. And I graduated with a degree in sustainable living and a minor in business. And my dream after graduating was to either work for an organization or start an organization, preferably start an organization. I have a very entrepreneurial spirit. That would help to shift people's perceptions of what it means to live responsibly. Mm-hmm. And so with this kind of dream of starting my own organization, I realized, well, in order to do that, I really need some money and some financial cushion. And at the time at the university that I was attending, actually, I had the opportunity to participate in different video projects and photo shoot projects as a model. And I thought maybe I could do that for a little bit after graduating, make some money in the modeling industry, and then use that money to invest into my own business. And of course, you know, I was 21, 22 years old, dreaming big, a little bit naive. And so I moved to New York City, closer to home, where I'm from, Massachusetts, and was closer to my family, which was nice, and also had some friends out there. And I started working in the eco-fashion industry as an event facilitator. And then I was also pursuing modeling and doing some freelance modeling. And about a year and a half into that, I kind of had a wake-up call. I was interning for the Green Shows, this eco-fashion company. And it was the night before, Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. And of course, as the intern, they had me running around from showroom to showroom, picking up all the clothes, going to the models' hotel rooms, dropping off clothes to them, doing things, you know, the little bits and pieces and things that weren't that fun to do. And I was so tired. I hadn't eaten. And I think it was almost midnight. And I realized, you know what? This is really cool that this company is promoting eco fashion and that all the models are wearing these, you know, recycled and upcycled materials. And this is very important. Don't get me wrong. But I felt that this isn't my place. I think for me, there's more important things in the world than fashion and what kind of shoes we have on our feet. So I decided to take a break at that time from the eco fashion industry and the fashion industry. And in the meantime, I found John Perkins through my mother, who recommended his book to me. His most famous one is called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Mm-hmm. And she told me, Samantha, John's going to be teaching a business leadership workshop at the Omega Institute in upstate New York, which was close to New York City. And she said, why don't you, if you don't know what you want to do right now, I know you're interested in in business, why don't you go take his workshop? This guy's really cool. He has some really brilliant ideas for the future of business and leadership. So I took his workshop, and that's where I met John. And that's where he told our group about Dream Change and that the organization had went into somewhat of a period of dormancy for about a decade after he became famous for his writing. And he said, you know, I really want to bring it back to life. I think it's time to bring Dream Change back to life and to focus primarily on how we can use business as a force for positive change. Mm-hmm. And I contacted him after the event and I told him I would like to help him. And I started as an intern there and then a project manager. And then they needed an executive director and it kind of just fell on my lap. Really, I got very lucky with the position. So that's how it all started.
Great story. I love when stories, you know, one thing leads to the next, right? Where you, yes. you were dissatisfied with what you were doing in the fashion, eco-fashion industry and, you know, one thing led to the next. It's a great story.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that. And also a great story about the power of following, you know, what seems right, you know, right for you.
Yes.
For you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That was a big part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like it. It was a really big part of it. So we have a whole big topic next, which is the Love Summit. So we are going to take a quick break before we dive into that. And you're listening to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of Organizational Excellence. I'm Claudette Rowley. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to learn all about the Love Summit.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information. What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
We're back on Cultural Brilliance, the DNA of Organizational Excellence. I am Claudette Rowley. And for those of you just joining us, our guest today is Samantha Thomas, who is the Executive Director of Dream Change. And she is about to share with us all about their upcoming event, which is something fascinating to me called the Love Summit. So I won't spoil it, Samantha, and I will let you tell us, what is the Love Summit? What is that all about?
Thanks, Claudette. Yeah. Well, the Love Summit is a business and leadership conference, and its focus is quite simple. At least for me, it seems simple, but maybe not for others. It's on the intersection of smart business and compassionate leadership. And the overall mission of the event is to really raise awareness about why social, environmental, and economic sustainability all begin with love.
Wow. Tell us more about that, because, and, you know, when sometimes people hear love and business, right, in the same sentence, that can seem incongruous. So how does that come together?
Absolutely. Well, actually, this is a question that I get a lot, and I've had a lot of pushback from people about the name. We came up with the name a few years ago before the first Love Summit in 2015, and basically, the way that I came up with that name was I was attending a lot of different types of business conferences and a lot of conferences on sustainable living. And I started realizing a couple of things. First of all, I started noticing that a lot of these conferences were missing the underlying aspect of sustainability, and that really is the way that we relate to each other and our environment. Because it's really great, of course, to use solar panels and windmills and these different forms of renewable energies, for example, and water sources and what have you. But if we don't change the way we relate to each other and the planet, then none of that really matters. And I think that these things are the things that have to come first and foremost: how we treat each other, how we treat our environment, and so on. So that was the first thing I noticed about the events that I was going to and what they were missing. The second thing that I noticed was that these conferences, the speakers at the conferences, were actually alluding to this idea of compassion and love and the need for it in their presentations, but they weren't coming out and using those words necessarily. And I thought, this is interesting. It's an interesting pattern and theme that I'm seeing with these speakers. And a lot of these speakers also are, you know, CEOs of major companies and organizations, executive directors, people that aren't, you know, hippy-dippy, woo-woo. These are serious business people. And so I thought to myself, you know, I think what's really needed right now is to talk about this and talk about this idea of the need for more love and compassion in business and in the world, and to talk about it in a way that's not like warm and fuzzy and hippy dippy, but a way that's serious, that's just normal, you know, because really at the foundation of business and everything that we do in our life is love. You know, we do what we do because we're motivated by either love or we're motivated by fear. And it's pretty simple. And also in business is just about relationships. It's about the relationships between the people we work with, the people that we buy from, the people that we sell to, and our relationship with the planet. So that's really how the name came about. And I did, Claudette, as you said, I got a lot of pushback from people. Some people who were worried about using the name love in the title of a business conference. And I was very firm about using it and going forth with it. And I'm really happy that I did, because just to give you an idea of the transformations that have happened for people since moving forward and being persistent with this name and with this event, our first conference took place at Wieden and Kennedy Advertising Agency in Portland, Oregon. And if you're not familiar with them, Wieden and Kennedy is most well known for their work with Nike and Coca-Cola and big corporations like that. They actually, their co-founder, Dan Wieden, who's now the chairman of Wieden and Kennedy, and he co-hosted the Love Summit with us. He's the guy that actually coined the slogan, "Just Do It," for Nike.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's what Wieden Kennedy is most famous for. Yeah. So it was really incredible to have Dan Wieden, who is a friend of John Perkins, who is the founder of Dream Change, and I work for Dream Change, open his doors to us and say, yes, you can do this event in our event space, but are you sure that you want to call it the Love Summit? Mm-hmm. And but Dan got behind us and he said, you know what? There's something here. There's something that is really right about this, and you need to do it. So we did it. And Dan's transformation throughout the event was incredible. And one of my favorite quotes from him from the conference and from his speech is that the Love Summit is one of the most provocative, most transformational get-togethers that you will ever participate in. Mm-hmm. And this is the guy that created the Nike slogan, "Just Do It." You know, the guy that has worked side by side with some of the biggest corporations in the world and has been responsible for creating the messages for these corporations. And he knows what they need. He knows what they really want, but are maybe afraid to do because of their bottom line. But mm-hmm. what we show at the Love Summit is that, hey, if you guys do this, if you take care of your employees, if you show compassion and love for your customers and all the people in your supply chain and everything that you do, that will actually increase your bottom line. And we call that bottom line love. The bottom line is love, and it will also increase your bottom line.
Wow. And I love how you stood by your conviction around the use of the word love. And it was very, my work is with a system I call Cultural Brilliance, right? Which is also the name of the radio show. And reminded me about when I started to decide if I wanted to work with culture or not, which I had kind of been doing for a long time as a consultant, but culture has become very popular now, organizational culture, right? We're seeing people talking about it. It's being written about all the time.
But always.
But up until recently, people was like, oh, it's too squishy. It's too fluffy. Don't talk about culture. Just talk about problem solving or talk about productivity. And I finally got to a point where I said, no, I'm actually going to talk about culture, because culture is the thing that is driving why organizations are working or not, or one of the major things.
Yeah.
So there's something powerful about telling your own truth, right, about what you see happening.
Absolutely.
And that's what I was hearing in what you said. Yeah.
Yes. And just to kind of respond to that is really the idea of culture and what we're doing with the Love Summit, they really go hand in hand. We do so much work with people that help to improve organizational culture and study organizational psychology and all of these things. And I'm really glad that you also stood by what you felt was most important, because someone has to pave the path for the future. We can't always stay the same. We have to grow and we have to evolve.
Absolutely. Thank you. And, you know, I was struck by when you first started talking about this intersection of smart business and compassion, and I asked you about it. The sustainability is about relating to each other in the environment, how we relate to each other and the environment. Mm-hmm. And I, as you were saying it, it really connected in my mind that that does get lost, right? That if in my town, for example, or the town over, there's a solar panel store that opened up, which is great, but who knows how they're treating their employees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I have no knowledge of them, but I'm just making this up, right? Maybe they're not even treating their employees well. Maybe there aren't good relationships. Maybe their business practices are lacking in integrity. Who knows?
Right.
But there's only solar panels. So sustainability is really about bringing all of this together.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then, so with this idea of heart-centered leadership, right? Heart-centered leadership. And something I saw on your, saw on the website, that the Love Summit explores why the more for you is less for me mentality is obsolete, right? That just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
So what kind of power does heart-centered leadership have? Like what have you seen so far?
You know, there's so many great stories out there, but in the interest of time, I'll tell you a story about another one of our speakers at the first event, the first Love Summit, which took place in June 2015. And his name is Dan Price. Dan Price is the co-founder and CEO of a credit card processing company in Seattle, Washington called Gravity Payments. And you may have heard of Dan through the news a couple of years ago, right before the First Love Summit. It was, I think, in April. All of a sudden, Dan was on the news everywhere throughout the nation and throughout the world for raising the base salary for all of his 120 employees at Gravity Payments to $70,000.
Wow.
And of course, you know, Dan was asked a lot of questions about that decision. You know, why did he make the decision? Is he a socialist? Does he think that this business practice is suitable for other companies and should they follow suit? And, you know, I think this is just one of many, many ways that business leaders and businesses can show love for their employees. And the result for Dan's employees when he raised the base salary to $70,000 for all of them was that they, first of all, Dan decided to do this after a lot of research on how much money on average people needed to make in order to not be stressed about finances. Mm-hmm. And of course, when people are stressed about finances, then they're not as engaged at work. There's actually studies that show this. Mm-hmm. They're not as engaged at work. They're not as happy. They're not as healthy. I mean, obviously, you know, you need to make a certain amount in order to get by. And of course, that amount that people need to make also ranges depending on where they're living in the United States or mm-hmm. in the world, because different states and different countries and cities have different costs of living. But on average, Dan discovered that it's about $70,000. So he raised that at his company for all of his employees. And the result was that his employees were more engaged, healthier, generally happier, and had so much more gratitude and respect for the company and the work that they were doing there. And they were so grateful for Dan for making this decision and doing this for them that they actually all saved up and pooled together and ended up pitching in to buy him a Tesla, which was his dream car, I think several months ago. So I just love that story. And their profits have kept up.
That's a great story. Thank you for sharing that. What a wonderful example. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Claudette Rowley, and you're listening to Cultural Brilliance Radio. When we come back, we're going to learn more about this Love Summit speaker lineup and how you can attend, how you can get more information. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, and low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Isn't it time to put your health first? To give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled michelle.com/book.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
We're back on Cultural Brilliance Radio. I'm Claudette Rowley. And for those of you just joining us, my guest today is Samantha Thomas, who is the Executive Director of Dream Change. And Samantha and I have been talking about this really exciting, fascinating conference called the Love Summit. So Samantha, we were just talking about the Love Summit in, you know, in general. What is it? What is heart-centered leadership, right? Why is the Love Summit needed? And right. It would be really great to learn more about some of the speakers, right? And if people were interested in learning more about this, is there a website they can go to? How could they find out more information?
Sure. That's a great question. So the website that people can go to learn more about the Love Summit Business and Leadership Conference is dreamchange.org. And there they can learn about where they can buy tickets to the Love Summit, they can learn about our speaker lineup, and they can learn more about the event itself and its background. In terms of some of the speakers for this year, I am extremely excited for this year's lineup because we have such a range of speakers coming from different, not only different parts of the world and the nation, but also different industries and just different backgrounds in general. But the one thing that all of these speakers have in common is that they're all exceptional leaders who are paving the path to a more just and compassionate future. Mm-hmm. So in that lineup, we have people like Mandar Apte, who is the former manager of the Shell Game Changer Innovation Program, so that former manager at Shell Oil Company. Mandar is no longer at Shell Oil Company, and he's since started his own ventures. But Mandar will be coming and sharing about both of those, his work at Shell Oil Company and the work that he's doing now. We also have someone like John Wallace, who's the former chief marketing officer from Hyatt Hotels Corporation. We have Kim Harrison, who's a chief executive officer of Start With Why. Some of your listeners are probably familiar with Simon Sinek, the New York Times bestselling author of Start With Why and Leaders Eat Last. Well, Kim's been working alongside Simon Sinek for the past 8 years, basically since Simon started his organization, Start With Why, out of his living room in 2008, and Kim was alongside him the whole way and is basically responsible for helping to start the organization, Start With Why. We also have people like Judy Wicks, who is one of my biggest role models. She's someone who's been an author and an activist for a really long time. She's also an author. She's an entrepreneur. She founded Philadelphia's iconic White Dog Cafe back in 1983, which mm-hmm. became a pioneer in the farm-to-table movement and a model in sustainable business practices. She's also the founder of a variety of different organizations that really focus on local economics and fair food, including the Sustainable Business Network of Greater Philadelphia. She's also the founder of Fair Food Philly and also the founder of the Business Alliance for Local Living Economies. And then we have people, I mean, really, Claudette, from all sides of things. We also have Ryan Picarella, who's the president and CEO of the Wellness Council of America, which is the national leader in workplace corporate wellness programs. We have people like Nick Johnson, who's the founder of Speakers of Love. He's from the Cincinnati area, and Nick actually goes out and speaks to high school and college students about the power of love in life. And, you know, at this really monumental time in these students' lives, when they're at this age, especially in high school, you know, you get so much pressure for what you should wear, how you should dress, who you should be friends with, what kind of music you should like, and who you should become. It really shapes us, you know, that time in our life in high school shapes who we are going to be in the future, or tries to anyways. And there's so much bullying, and, you know, suicide rates are soaring. And so Nick goes in and speaks to these students and has been a huge inspiration for them and is just really changing the whole school system in the whole Ohio and Kentucky area, which is really cool. So I won't go on and on about our speakers. I mean, as you can tell, I'm really passionate about so many of them and who they are and what their messages are. But for more on them, you can go to dreamchange.org/speakers.
Well, thanks for giving us an overview. It just helped us really understand, like you said, the wide range, right?
Yes.
The people from, you know, Hyatt and Shell to, you know, Nick, right, going to the high schools and everything in between. So it's a really well-rounded event, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
And
we'll also have, I should mention, in terms of some people that are coming from outside of the United States, we have people coming from Spain to speak. We have people coming from Turkey. Felicia, who's coming from Spain, what I love about her is she does performances for business conferences, and she helps to educate business people and business leaders on emotional intelligence, but she does it through the performing arts. So she gets up on stage and she does acting and singing and dancing, and she's really, really funny, and she exhibits basically human behavior through acting and with humor, and, you know, teaches these lessons that we teach at the Love Summit, but in a really different way. Cause, you know, business conferences can be boring sometimes, and we're trying to get away from that, you know, just audience sitting in their chairs the whole day, listening to talking heads on stage, to, you know, getting them out of their seats, moving around a bit, doing workshops, and also, of course, listening to some awesome presentations as well.
Mm-hmm. And so why the venue that you picked in Cincinnati? Tell us about the venue.
Sure. So we feel really strongly about continuing to host the Love Summit at businesses or corporations or organizations, because with the name the Love Summit, as we just discussed earlier, people can kind of have this preconceived notion that the Love Summit is not a business conference, or that it's some kind of out there event. And it's really not. It's just an awesome business conference. It's really paving the path for the future of business and helping business leaders bring more compassion and love into their business practices in order to create more sustainable businesses long term. And so that's why we've decided to host the Love Summit at a company again. And this time the company is called LPK, and it's actually a brand design agency. And its global headquarters is in Cincinnati, Ohio. They also have an incredible event space right across from their headquarters called the LPK Brand and Innovation Center, which people use to host events. And that's where we'll be hosting the Love Summit. And it's a really great venue because not only does it have an auditorium for the conference style setting and for presentations, it also is attached to something called the LPK Mansion, which is a gorgeous 19th century mansion with 7 rooms for breakout sessions. So that will allow us to do workshops and immersions and more activities throughout the event.
So it was, thank you for that. And so as, so let's say someone goes to the Love Summit, which, mm-hmm. which I was, and they, you know, they love it and they get some really great information and they're energized. Is there going to be, is there like a way to be part of a community afterwards? Is there, you know what I'm saying? Is there a way to be involved in different ways? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question. So yes, there definitely will be ways to get involved with the Love Summit community after the event. And we are actually currently working on creating a couple platforms that people can join after the summit if they want to be a part of those communities. And that will involve staying in touch with people from the conference, especially getting to know people within their local area of where they live and their community so they can start making impact at home, because that's really where this all starts.
Yeah, and I think too, sometimes needing, unless you're the leader of the entire company, right, and you have some, you have more power or leverage to make changes and to start to inspire people and say, let's do this, right? Let's figure this out. You know, folks need some support and ideas and strategies and tools, right, to try to bring some of these ideas into their organizations.
Absolutely. And that's what the Love Summit's all about. They'll be getting all the tools and the resources that they need to go back into their own business and daily life and start implementing these practices. And that doesn't mean the person doesn't have to be the CEO to implement the practices either. They can start working from any area that they are within the company. And also bringing these practices to their home, you know, just their day-to-day life is also crucial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's great to hear that's built in, because I was at a conference recently that I really enjoyed, but one of the things I felt was missing was that there wasn't a lot of how-tos for people.
Right.
And it was in an area that I'm an expert in, so it wasn't, I didn't really need the how-tos, but I talked to other people at the conference and they were saying, this is great, but what do I do now? Right? This is great. What do I do now? Yeah.
Yep, and so, definitely. We hear a lot about that, and I try to take all that feedback we get from people like you and, you know, myself from attending conferences and seeing this same pattern happen over and over, where people leave and they're so inspired, but they don't know what to do after. And so we're really going to do our best to help provide the how-tos and all the resources people need to start putting the practices into play.
Yeah, because I think the common story, right? You get so energized and then you go back to work and it's like, oh.
Yeah, it's right? A bummer.
It's a bummer, right? It's kind of, it's disappointing, or, you know, yeah, people aren't open to it. So that's great to hear you have that built in. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some more examples of companies that have really embraced heart-centered leadership. This is Claudette Rowley on Cultural Brilliance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on transformationtalkradio.com.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 TheAngelLady.net.
1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SaraLoos.com.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
We're back on Cultural Brilliance Radio. I'm Claudette Rowley, and I have had the pleasure of speaking with Samantha Thomas, who is the Executive Director of Dream Change, and we're particularly talking about the Dream Change's Love Summit, which is this October. So Samantha, one thing I know we wanted to touch on were some examples of companies that have really embraced the love-centered, heart-centered approach to business.
Sure.
Yeah, can you share one or two with us? That would be great.
Sure. So I'll give you a couple examples from actually our speaker lineup and the companies that are shown in that speaker lineup. One is one of our speakers, Ruben Cantu. He is the founder of an organization slash business that I think is so incredible and so important today, and that's called the Level Up Institute. And the Level Up Institute, it's based in Austin, Texas, where Ruben is from, and it's basically a career accelerator for first-generation college students, and no degree is required for this. Mm-hmm. So I think that this is really important because it's really closing the opportunity gap for first-generation college students and teaching the skills and providing the training and offering the support that each student needs to reach their full potential through higher education. And, you know, not all students can afford going to college or university these days. Most people can't afford it. So what the Level Up Institute is doing is really helping to bridge that gap and provide more offerings for people across the board and for people that might not have the financial ability to go to college or university, but still want to get a higher education. And I really think that we're going to continue seeing more of this in the future. I think that it's definitely the way that we're going to keep going, especially if the university and college costs continue to soar the way that they are in the mm-hmm. United States. So that's one. And Ruben will be speaking more about the Level Up Institute and the work that he's doing at the Love Summit. He also runs a couple other businesses and for-profit organizations, and he'll tell you about those as well. Another one of my favorites is Jancoa, which is actually, it's an award-winning, family-operated commercial cleaning service located in Cincinnati. And as you can imagine, when you are running a cleaning company, as Mary Miller, who is the CEO and co-owner of Jancoa, who will actually be speaking at the Love Summit, the employee retention rate is not so good. Cleaning companies have, I think, one of the highest turnover rates. And with Jankoa, they actually, what they found, what Mary found as a CEO, was that by implementing a program into Jankoa called the Dream Manager, which basically helps to, it's kind of like a combination of life coaching and like financial management coaching program for their employees. So probably, you know, a lot of people who work at cleaning companies, I would assume a lot of them want to do something else with their with their life other than clean toilets or mirrors or whatever it might be. You know, actually some people are fine with that, but a lot of people want to do something else. And Mary Miller, the CEO of Jankoa, said, you know what? That's great. That's fine. Let's use it. If that's what you want to do, let's be a stepping stone for you and let us help you do that. And basically the Jankoa, the Dream Manager program, since implementing it, they've reduced their turnover rate from 400% to, I think in the first year, it went from 400%. Oh, I don't want to butcher the numbers. I don't know exactly, but I know that it dropped exponentially, enormously. And since implementing this program, Jankoa doesn't have problems with employees leaving. They have problems with the amount of applications they get of people that want to become an employee at Jankoa.
And, that's surprising.
Yeah. So it's really incredible. And Mary is such a wonderful business leader known in Cincinnati for her optimism and her desire to help others realize their uniqueness and personal power. Jankoa is headquartered in Cincinnati, and they do commercial cleaning for a lot of the big companies there. Like, I know that they were doing cleaning for Procter & Gamble. I'm assuming they still do that kind of thing. And Mary will be speaking at the Love Summit more about the Dream Manager story and about Jankoa, but I learned about the Dream Manager actually through the book called The Dream Manager that was a bestseller written by Matthew Kelly about the employee retention program that Jankoa implemented. And in the book, actually, if some of the people listening get the book, if you pay attention to the characters' names in the book, Simon is actually Mary. Who is the CEO of Jankoa. So it's a fascinating book, a quick read, and a super inspiring story.
So it's interesting, some of the companies you've been talking about, and it sounds like who are also represented at in the speakers of the Love Summit, were created to meet a need, like Ruben Cantu's Level Up Institute, for example, right? And then we have other companies like Jankoa that was an existing company and it became more sustainable and supportive of the employees, right? So it sounds like companies fall into one of two camps.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Which is an interesting juxtaposition, you know, do companies differ, you know, when they start to meet a need versus they say, you know, we've been going along for decades in this one particular way. And one day somebody wakes up and says, wow, you know what? We really need to do something different here. You know, we're not being passionate. Yeah.
And I think that's a really important point, actually, because it is critical that existing companies make changes within their companies. As we know we have to change in order to grow, and we have to change with the times. And there's corporations and companies that have been in existence for years, like Jankoa, like Southwest Airlines, like Google, like the Container Store, like Whole Foods Market, that they realize the need to change and they hear the feedback from customers and from employees and they listen. And when they listen and when they change, that's when the magic happens. That's when the profits stay up. That's when the employees are happy. And that's when they help to create a better world for future generations.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it is a really important point. And so one thing I always like to ask each guest is whether if you'd like to share a personal message to listeners, what would you really love them to take away from today?
My personal message would just be quite simple. Go out into the world and be a good person. Be compassionate, be understanding, be a good listener. Love in business doesn't have to be a mushy-gushy thing. It's a normal thing. It's a human thing. And it will transform your world if you bring more of it into it. And go to dreamchange.org and grab your Love Summit tickets. I hope to see you there.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Thank you. You're welcome. I'd love to thank my guest today, Samantha Thomas. This was really a wonderful and fascinating conversation. Thanks for sharing so much great information with us. And thank all of you for tuning into Cultural Brilliance Radio. As always, we had a great time. So please join me the second and fourth Fridays of each month at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And have a great couple of weeks. See you next time.
You've been listening to the hit show Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence with Claudette Rowley. Conversations that are transforming the world of culture and business. You can download this podcast and find out more about Claudette and her breakthrough work at ClaudetteRowley.com. Please contact Claudette and find out how you can create a brilliant culture.